There was an arrest today. The story, which started some weeks ago via a podcast by a Johannesburg-based copywriter, Dion Wiggett, and in the end, a score or so of men have come forward and said, I was sexually abused by Willem Breitenbach, either when he was a teacher or when he was a media executive, and he was arrested earlier today. Rian Grobler, who is a senior journalist at News 24. Rian, you were there.
I was there indeed, yes. Hi, John.
Okay, what happened? At his psychologist?
Yes, that's right. Police first arrived at Breitenbach's mother's house, which is situated in Reebok, close to Mossel Bay in the Southern Cape. And he's been holed up, or we had been holed up there for the last few weeks. Since the first podcast went out on November the 7th, you might remember that Breitenbach at the time closed all his social media accounts. He told all his employees, nearly 30 of them, to resign. And he then hid out in Reebok. But when police arrived at the house earlier today around 12, nobody seemed to be at home. There was no answer to knocks at the door, and certainly no movement or sound. The police then moved towards the back of the house and entered the house because the door was let open and announced themselves. Then Breitenbach's mother responded by pressing the panic button, which set off the alarm. She was obviously in distress. And eventually it emerged that Breitenbach had gone to see his psychiatrist. Police then rushed off there and found him there at the offices of a psychiatrist in Hartenbos, where he was taken into custody. He was taken back to the house in Reebok, where he collected a few personal items and changed into a fresh set of clothes. And he was then processed at a police station in Mossel Bay, and he will, according to my information, be transported to Cape Town, where he will be held at the Cape Town Central Police Station until his appearance at the Cape Town Magistrates Court, either on Wednesday or Thursday.
Any insights into what the charge sheet will be? We know broadly, but more specifically.
It's difficult to say at this stage. He was arrested based on one charge, but we do know that three more men have laid charges against him. These charges might be added later as the investigation continues. But the tally of men that have come forward and have spoken to either Dion Wiggett or News 24 currently stands at 26. And this goes back over many years. As you mentioned, he was a teacher before in the late 80s and early 90s. Among other school, at three schools, the Grey College in Bloemfontein, from where he went to Willowmore, which is situated in the Eastern Cape, and the last school he boarded was the Hoërskool School Langenhoven, situated in Riverdale.
And I don't know how close you were at the time of the arrest, but were you able to observe his demeanor?
Well, Breitenbach did not respond to any questions. Obviously, he said at the ground in front of him, his shoulders were slightly slumped, but he did not resist the arrest at all. He sort of seemed to be in a world of his own. To be honest, he did not speak to anyone. According to police, he told them that he would cooperate, and he said that's what he seemed. That's what it looked like to me as well. He simply cooperated and followed the instructions of the police.
And Rian, this is not a criticism of police, because I've no idea how long it took them to get information that they felt was sufficiently credible to make the arrest. But it was 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago, that he was tracked down to his mother's home. And I'm just curious as to why it's taken that length of time for police to carry out the arrest.
Well, you know, there's no way that I can comment on that because I don't know the workings of the police. But, I would imagine that the police waited for to have a solid enough case to be able to obtain a warrant of arrest, which they could then carry out.
And I know that News 24 has been covering this with great diligence. Have any of the men who have come forward as having been engaged with, having had unpleasant contact with Breitenbach, other than the four have already laid charges, have the others said it's just a matter of time before we lay charges, or there's some that want to, perhaps a degree of anonymity that laying charges might blow away?
John, you know, with cases such as these, I think, you know, it all comes down to the different individuals and to how they process and how they handle these alleged offences against them. Some have been willing to come forward and to renounce their anonymity and to lay charges. But there are some other men who went through some alleged traumatic experiences that involved Breitenbach that prefer to remain anonymous, but were willing to at least tell their stories. So again, you know, it boils down to at what point the different individuals are at in terms of how they've experienced or, you know, how they've processed their experiences and at what point, whether they are willing to come forward at this stage or whether they are still dealing with the consequences of the alleged sexual assaults.
We did reach out to Dion Wiegert earlier today to try and get him on the radio, and he said he's been advised by his lawyers not to speak. And I
Correct.
Presume that would apply then to any follow-up podcasts that he might want to make to the originally scheduled four. There will be a delay, and perhaps once the criminal trial is over, we might then get some wrap-up episodes.
Yes, I would imagine that, well, you know, whatever comes out next will have to come out in court. I know that Dion has been advised not to grant any further media interviews because he's now a party to the case. He's laid an official charge and an arrest has been made. Any further details that might emerge will probably be in court and for the public record.
Thank you very much for chatting to us and giving us all of that. Rian Grobler, senior journalist, copy editor and content producer at News 24.